All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, speaking to you from the Borough of Queens, and it is the 26th day of July, 2022. I want to thank all of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. Also, like to always encourage you to send along comments that you might have about our show, anything you have to say about our show. We would like to hear what you're thinking. Send those comments along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. We, of course, want to thank our sponsors, because without them there would be no show. Irving Resources, Novo Resources, Eloro Resources, SK Mining, Timberline Resources, and Lion One Metals are this week's sponsors. I've titled today's show, The Great Silver Bull. Peter Kraut, Quentin Henning, and Chen Lin return. Billionaire investor Ross Beaty, who founded Pan American Silver, wrote the following as part of a foreword to Peter Kraut's book titled The Great Silver Bull. Quote, I am convinced we are in a long-term bull market for silver and gold, and I expect investment returns in precious metals will outperform all other investment classes for the foreseeable future. Peter's book is an excellent introduction to why this is likely. End of quote. Well, Peter will be with me in the second half of today's show to explain why he is extremely bullish on silver, notwithstanding the likelihood that we are perhaps already entering into a recession or worse. But we'll hear what Peter has to say and why he still is steadfastly bullish on silver. That would be in the second half of today's show. Speaking of silver, Quentin Henning will provide an update regarding Eloro Resources, Iska, silver tin base metals deposit that is growing into a world-class deposit that's in Bolivia. It is a very, very exciting story, and with some incredibly long, high-grade intersections of silver and tin and some base metals along with it is a really a great story. And Quentin will be with me right after our first commercial break, so we really should pay attention to that if you like silver, as Peter Kraut does, and I think Chen Lin does as well. And speaking of Chen, he's with me right now to give us his latest ideas about the markets and specifically about two or three of his favorite biotech stocks. Thanks for joining me, Chen.
Hi, Jay. Nice to be back. Yeah, I'm extremely bullish on silver as well. I'm going to be at the Silver Symposium in a month and also the Metal Investment Forum. I just to talk more about silver, what I discovered. I think it's the time of silver is here. We are next 6 to 12 months will be very, very interesting.
Well, I'd really like to hear more about what you have to say about silver, but we'll leave that for another day since we have so much more to talk about just yet. Just maybe a quick overview. You mentioned in a note to me this morning you wanted to comment on the situation in Asia and how the strong U.S. dollar is causing some real damage in that part of the world.
Yeah. This country like Sri Lanka already collapsed, right? It's like the next Zimbabwe. The currency collapsed, and there were protests on the street, and president fleeing. I mean, so you know that you saw that on the news. I also very, very, concerning about this Pakistan, currency also dropping hard. India currency is dropping hard. Even wow. Hong Kong is hitting, the Hong Kong government has to step in to support their currency because they're packed with the dollar. Actually, that could be some issues. So throughout Asia, the currency is getting weaker. Actually, it's not so good for the physical demand of gold. As we know, the Indian holiday wedding season is coming in a couple of months. So there's a strong seasonality of gold starting with the Indian holiday. But the Indian currency is weak. It's not very good for gold. That was just a comment. But I think, you know, eventually gold will recover, and let's just watch this downdraft, see where it hit the bottom, and then I think the rebound will be swift. Because, China just suddenly realized they haven't had too much U.S. dominated debt and dollar. I think they probably want to buy more gold because supposedly Nancy Pelosi will take a United States military flight, plane to Taiwan next month. Mm-hmm. And then China intercept. It could be a war starting next month. So what are the central bankers thinking? They might think, gosh, we have so too much U.S. dollar. Let's sell it and then buy gold. So things can happen very, very quickly. And then, as I said, Pakistan is a nuclear power, right? They have more than 100 nuclear weapons available. Mm-hmm. So that's if there are any issue with Pakistan, the nuclear weapon will go to the highest bidder.
My goodness. Well, you certainly have given us some things to think about already, Chen. I guess we want to preserve our capital as much as possible. I know the dollar has been strong. I've been trying to keep some dry powder in my own account. For companies like I want to ask you about next, the biotech companies, which you have done extremely well with, and they're having a good day today, even when the equity market is very weak. Let's talk about Synaptogenics first. Trades on the NASDAQ SNPX. The company has only, I believe this is right, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, 6.8 million shares outstanding. It is focused on developing therapeutics for patients with neurodegenerative diseases and developmental disorders. It is developing a product platform based on a drug candidate called Briostatin, which is synthesized from a natural product, Briostatin, that is isolated from a marine invertebrate organism, and they're using this for the treatment of Alzheimer's. The company has announced some changes. Just this morning, there was a news release that talked about changes as they're preparing, scientific advisory board changes as they're preparing for a phase 2 data approach. Can you just give us an update on Synaptogenics? And I guess it's a long shot, Chen. I think you think it's a long shot. But if they hit and they're able actually to do some positive things to slow down or even reverse Alzheimer's, this would be a really big one, right?
Oh, absolutely. So the thing is about this their approach. Okay, they are doing a phase 2 trial, and it's sponsored by our National Institute of Health. Okay, so it's not any company can get this kind of sponsorship. They have to have a very decent shot. Their technology first developed in Stanford. Okay, they licensed from them, and then they do the phase 2 trial, earlier phase 2 trial, and then they realize it is another Alzheimer drug interfere with their drug. So a subgroup works. So they're working on this, make sure patients don't take that Alzheimer drug and then do this phase 2. It looks very promising. Data will come out in Q4. Okay, so basically a few months. Another thing is that there's a big scandal happened last week. If you heard of, there's a Science Report, they found the big data manipulation, or they cheated. Okay, the most famous Alzheimer's paper was a cheat.
Oh no!
So when they investigate another company called Sava, SAVA, that's a tick symbol, that they found out that's a cheat. And so actually that's a $1 billion company is going down rather quickly. It still has a much higher market cap than Synaptogenics, but it is fun. And then the most importantly, most of the biotech, these are going for that route, for alpha-beta route. Alpha-beta, there's a special, it's a plaque, right there, they're targeting alpha-beta. And then every trial failed, including Roche, including all these, that now people start realize, wow, they were all wrong because of their foundation was wrong. The paper that was so famous, that won so many awards, actually it's a cheat. So that's going to be very interesting. And then there will be some consequence, right? So we will see from a few years. I mean, the whole pharmaceutical industry is going to the wrong direction.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Synaptogenics is different. Okay, they have a different approach. So that's what also highlights this. If this is successful, this is going to be huge. This is going to be earth shaking. So the data will come out in Q4. And as an investor, I mean, it's down a little bit. I think down like 20-25% from I first bought it. But, you know, in this market, it's pretty good. We'll see. It's a lottery ticket, as we said. Unfortunately, we're in a bear market. Usually have this kind of excitement with this little market cap, the stock will go up before the data come out. And then we can sell some to reduce risk. But this market, we couldn't do it. So I think it's, unless maybe there will be run up in the next few months, then I will sell some to reduce risk. Otherwise, I will just hold my data into the readout, hold my share into the data readout. So that's in Q4.
Right. It was my understanding that, in fact, Briostatin showed not only to slow down the progression of Alzheimer's, but the early indications are that there may actually be some reversal of it. And I guess we'll have to wait until phase two.
They have an indication to reverse. But again, I have to warn you that every Alzheimer's trial failed. Okay. Including that, whatever the controversial trial was approved, that was very... lot of very shaky ground that was the approval.
Yeah.
But this one can change. This one can change. That's hope. You know, this is a good hope for mankind, right? So that's why we invest in biotech.
Absolutely. Well, Chen, with just a couple of minutes left, I want to ask you about Tresida, which I believe you think is a higher probability success story. 50.8 million shares
are.
I mean,
yeah, it's very different. Very different probability. I think if you look at their phase two data, if you look at the other scientific paper, all the data pointing to at least 99% chance of success. Okay, their data readout is likely in October. Okay, so early Q4, and they're moving everything on time. So there's some heavy insider purchase. If you look at insider report, there's a fund like buying them every day right now. If the market is not so bad, we will have a huge breakout already. So, but still, it's up nicely today in a terrible market. And the chance of success is extremely high.
Right.
So I'm quite confident. I'm planning to hold my position into the data.
And of course, this is this company's drug is aimed at slowing down chronic kidney disease, and it's been very effective in the early trials. So, the market would be very sizable for this as well, Chen.
Huge, yeah. This could be one of the largest drugs, if it's not the largest drug, if it got approved. So the price is very, very high. Okay, so
The price is $9.45 earlier today, is what I saw. So,
One of the nice winners for me. It's tough to have winners.
All right, Chen, we're just about out of time. In fact, we are, but I want to ask you if you can just take 30 seconds or a minute or so to comment on Amyris. 320 million shares outstanding. It's selling at under $2 right now. This is really a very exciting story, but obviously, market's not terribly excited. Given the price, just tell us what some quick comments on that one, because I know it's been a favorite of yours and one of mine as well.
Right. So the technology is SynBio. It's a next generation bioscience. Okay, it's very exciting, but they are burning cash very fast. They burned $150 million last quarter. They will report in a couple of weeks. They will likely burn. I just chatting with a few large funds and shareholders, and we think they're probably going to burn another $150 million this quarter. And they have $280 million left. So people worry about, their dilution coming. It's unlikely, okay, because they have many other sources, right? So one of the key is they will sell their molecule. They sell the molecule. Management mentioned the $250 million cash. That's by the end of the year. We'll see. So that will be the main source. But also, they have other sources. I mean, they can have a prepayment of their licensing deal. They can mortgage their current Baja Bonita plant. So we'll see that visited in a few weeks and see what the result's going to look like. The Q2 is really worrisome. This is probably the heaviest burn right now in the company history, and then will turn dramatically. Hopefully, we are hoping dramatically in the Q3 and Q4 because they are seasonal. Q4 will be the strongest. The management was guiding cash flow positive in Q4. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's see if they change any guidance or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that happens, this could really be a rocket ship ride, I would think, Chen, because the applications and the ability of this company to create molecules, synthetically, it's just really almost endless, it seems. So it's a really an exciting story, and I want to thank you for bringing all three of those to my attention and to the attention of our listeners as well, Chen. Thank you so much. We are out of time. We'll pick it up again sometime in the future.
All right,
folks, we do have to go to break, but don't go away. Quentin Henning will be with me right after the break to talk about the ISCA project, El Oro Resources developing. Very exciting story as well, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Lion Wine Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
Voice America programs are now available on your favorite connected device, including Amazon, Alexa, and Google Home. Through streams with Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio, listening to your favorite show is as easy as saying the show name followed by the word podcast.
Hey, Alexa, play Finding Your Frequency podcast.
If that doesn't work, try adding on TuneIn or on iHeartRadio or on Apple Podcasts.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.